You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Will Haler with you on the latest edition, and we're looking ahead to Sunday's racing. Mr. Haler, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Alex.
Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
We've had a very pleasant Saturday of action as well. Pleasant because we've actually had some racing, which is nice.
Yes, and it's been good racing, featuring good horses, and hopefully good for many punters, with Apples Jade and Min, the two good things, both obliging at Leopardstown on the opening day of the Dublin Racing Festival.
Look at that. That's like a promo in itself. Right, let's start by talking Apples Jade. She is top class. Where's she going to go? Nobody knows.
Yeah, but what's odd about Apples Jade is that that was her 10th Grade 1 victory. But really, it was probably the best performance she's ever produced because it looked to my eyes as if Super Sunday had absolutely every chance. He was given the optimal ride to throw down a challenge and was simply no match for her. In fact, he was legless by the finish and was almost getting collared for second. Super Sunday is one of those rock-solid Grade 1 horses that you just set your watch by. He doesn't know how to run a bad race. And Apples Jade has destroyed him over 2 miles on the bridle. So, you know, 10th Grade 1, but possibly getting better than ever before.
You'd love to see her go for the champion hurdle. Well, I say you. The racing public as a whole, I'm certain, would like to see her go for a champion hurdle.
Yeah, because the reason being that she brings something different to the race. Boubardet will go off favourite if she doesn't go for the champion hurdle. And we know exactly where we stand with Boubardet. He was also in action today and did his usual thing, winning at long odds on. Mm-hmm. With a brief scare over the final flight before finding enough to score. We know exactly where we are. We don't know where we are with Apples Jade. We don't know if she is as able to deliver the kind of performance at Cheltenham as we saw from her at Leopardstown today. There are definitely question marks to answer over the trip, the track, all sorts of things. That's why we want to see her in the champion hurdle, because we don't know. We don't know how good she really is. She'll just do what the odds tell us she should do. So, yes, of course we want to see her run in the champion hurdle. Will that make one blind bit of difference? No, of course it won't. He doesn't care what we think. He doesn't pay, you know, he pays the bills. We don't pay the bills. There's no chance of him listening to us. He needs to reach that decision for himself. So let's just hope Mr. O'Leary, over the weeks and months ahead, has a change of heart and allows her to line up at Cheltenham against Boubardet.
It would be nice. And you mentioned Min as well, a pretty impressive winner of the Dublin Chase, but it was a race that cut up quite badly in the end, just the three of them on the, well, for most of the race, to be honest.
Yes, I don't think St. Calvados, he was just never really able to get Min out of his comfort zone, was he? He didn't jump perhaps as well as he has done in the past. Ground may not have been quite right for him today. I think if you assess the form through Ordinary World, Min's run as well today as he did in the Champion Chase last season. Does that mean he can serve it up to Altior at Cheltenham? Probably not. But he did the race stylishly, and you know, it's another lucrative Grade 1 success for the usual team.
Mm. We're recording this pretty much straight after the race.
Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, Special Tiara has lost its life, which is a massive, massive shame, because he's been around for so long and such a credit to Connections. Just one of those horses that you mentioned earlier that you could just set your watch by, and he'll be sorely missed.
Yeah, he's had a fantastic career, and it's easy to forget that seven or eight seasons ago, he was an exciting champion hurdle prospect. I mean, that is his his longevity is quite remarkable. I mean, I know we get used, thankfully, to these jumpers coming back season after season, but we should never take it for granted. He's been brilliantly trained, well looked after, and has rocked up at almost every meeting. Turns up, even when the ground goes against him. That's what I really like about Special Tiara. Mm. You know, even when it comes up soft, as it so often does in the depths of midwinter, it's not like they've taken their ball home and gone, oh, we don't like running him on ground. They run him anyway.
Yeah.
Because they know that he'll go out and do his best. And okay, if he's not good enough, they wrap him up for another day. But he's had some brilliant days. You know, Cheltenham, Champion Chase. Mm. People might knock that victory and say that others underperform, but, you know, a seriously talented racehorse with a great attitude towards jumping and to life. And you're right, it's really sad that he's not going to be around anymore.
Absolutely. And thoughts with connections of Special Tiara. Right, let's talk Sunday's action.
Let's do it.
Four grade ones to look forward to at Leopardstown. Now, I've given you free rein to talk about anything you wanted here.
Yep.
You said, I've looked at all of them.
I have.
So we're going to rattle through all four.
Oh, goodness. Okay, fine.
Very quickly.
Okay, do you want to start with the Tattersalls Island Spring Juvenile Hurdle and we can cover them off chronologically?
Yes, please. That's at 1:15.
Very good. The two heading the market are Sir Erek and Tiger Tap Tap, who finished first and second, very little between them when they met previously over Christmas. The market is finding it hard to split them. Certainly Tiger Tap Tap could come on for that first start for a long time for the Mullins team. Sir Erek was a talented flat performer for Aidan O'Brien. I'm going to take them both on, though. The reason being, whenever you have a race with this makeup, where the two clear market leaders both come into the contest with exactly the same line of form, from a value point of view, I always like to take them on.
They're either going to be first and second again, or third and fourth.
Absolutely, yeah. Correct. We don't really know the worth of that form in which they finish first and second. It may well be rock solid and they could fight it out again. But from a value point of view, I always like to try and get those horses beat if I can. Because it's ridiculous that one form line effectively takes up such a large percentage of the market. I like experience at this stage of the season, particularly the going, you know, it's good, maybe just on the slow side of good. I'll be backing Chief Justice each way at around the 12, 14 to 1 mark.
Okay.
Got beat last time, and you could argue he's got something to find on the form with Curse Sublime, but he's got loads of experience on the flat, and these are his conditions.
Okay. Chief Justice then, a bit of value in the 1:15. Of course, he was a talented flat performer, as you mentioned there, who I think he was so difficult getting in and out of the stalls, they went, right, we'll go hurdling. And he's still got his quirks, but he's talented.
Yeah.
Much like yourself, Will. Right, the 1:50 next up, the second of the four grade ones. What do you fancy here?
I thought this looked really hard. I mean, as a race, it's a fantastic guide to the Supreme Novices Hurdle, isn't it? Horses that run in this race have a great record in the Supreme Novices. So from a viewing pleasure point of view, I shall definitely be tuning in. Classical Dream, I suppose, is probably the most obvious one, representing Mullins and Walsh. Ran really well when winning at Leopardstown over Christmas. Exciting debut for the stable. Obviously already held in high regard at that level, and presumably expected to keep on improving. But really, none of these horses, we don't quite know where we are with any of them, do we? They're still at a relatively early stages of their career. Likewise, Vision Donner, the Jigginstown representative. I suppose Aramon represents Mullins again. Paul Townend's on board. We've got Walsh on Classical Dream, Aramon on Paul Townend on Aramon. I think you could easily forgive that performance where he finished third at Fairy House behind Quick Grab Him. The race just wasn't run to suit that day at all. We saw much more like the real Aramon when he won at Leopardstown subsequently over Christmas. It travelled really nicely that day. And I suppose at the prices, given that he's a tick or two bigger than Vision Donner and Classical Dream, I'd probably be tempted to go with Aramon.
Okay, that's Aramon in the 1:50. Leg three of this, whatever you want to call it, lucky 15, if you will, comes up at 3 o'clock, and it's a fascinating renewal of the Flogger's Novice Chase.
Yeah, I agree. It is really interesting, and it's made really interesting, in my view, by Le Bagarois going out there, representing the British form, the £7 weight allowance that she gets. We know that Warren Greatruck has always thought the world of this mare, and has long talked her up as having the potential to shake up the boys. And I mean, I don't think you can knock her victory at Kempton over Christmas in the Quarto Star. It's possible that Santini wasn't quite at his best that day. The World's End was never really travelling. Banks Groove was a bit disappointing. They were the market leaders, which may possibly have left Le Bagarois a little less to beat, but she travelled nicely, she jumped brilliantly, she battled on gamely, and most importantly for me, I think everything is in her favour at Leopardstown. She's going to get the good ground she likes, she's going to get the flat track she likes, and I think she might be left alone in the lead. Having a look through these, yeah, you've got three Jigginstown runners, and it's possible one of those might
A scupperer.
As a sort of kamikaze, yeah. Tactic to help Delta work. But if she gets to the front, with that £7 weight allowance, I think she's going to be really hard to reel in.
She's top class, Le Bagarois, and it'll be interesting to see how she fares over in Ireland on Sunday. And the 3:35 is the Irish Gold Cup, and another very interesting race. All of those towards the head of affairs, as far as I'm concerned, have little question marks, only little ones.
I think you're absolutely right, absolutely right. I found, from a betting point of view, I found it a really hard race to get an angle into, although it's possible to make cases for all of them.
Completely.
Album Photo hasn't always been the most consistent performer. I think it's possible his Tremor victory over Invitation Only has been undervalued and perhaps a little underappreciated. He's a high quality performer. Bells Hill, I was interested to read Paddy Mullins say this weekend he thinks the horse might be better going right-handed, which is interesting that they're running him at Leopardstown. He is a real quality performer, Bells Hill, and unless you forget, in case you forget, this is a horse who finished fifth, beaten a length in the Irish National last season off a mark of 160. Mm. Takes a serious horse to be that close to winning the Irish National off 160. Don't put a line through him. Road to Respect, unlucky last time, ended up finishing third, would have finished second in another stride or two. Slipped on landing or skidded or something, just when the race was warming up, stayed on really strongly. Again, he gets his ground, good ground, ideal for him. He's bound to run well. And I've also got to mention Mon Ali. Interesting jockey change. Robbie Power taking over aboard Mon Ali. I think Henry de Bromhead was a bit disappointed with his latest run. And he said that maybe he's not quite sure if he's seeing out the 3 mile trip. I think he's a strong stayer at 3 miles. I don't see that as being an issue. But I'm interested that they're trying something different with him. Robbie Power on board. Will they change the tactics? Might they hold him up tomorrow if something else goes on? So all of these horses in the mix, all really interesting contenders for the race. Any of them could win. Can I advise a bet on the race? Maybe. I'll be a bit sort of, I'll hedge my bets on this. I'm going a little off the wall. The horse I think is the likeliest winner is Road to Respect.
Yeah.
The horse I'd keep an eye on is Noble Endeavour, the biggest price outside of the whole field. I think he's a really interesting Aintree Grand National contender. I don't think they'll want to finish too close because I don't think they'll want to ruin his mark.
Yeah.
The weights are announced in 11 days' time now, and I keep an eye on Noble Endeavour. I think he's a potential Aintree horse. So is that a bet? It might be a bet anti-post after we've watched the race. There's not a lot between any of them. There's various conflicting form lines on which they hold each other on past form. And from a betting point of view, it's one that I might be tempted to swerve and watch it more with an eye to trying to find clues for the Ryanair Chase, the Gold Cup, the Grand National, other races later this season. But I mean, it should be a cracking day's racing. Four grade ones on one card and some great handicaps too. What's not to like?
Absolutely. And you can listen to all of the action on William Hill Racing Radio on Sunday with Dave Kellner, Paddy Aspel and John Budden in the studio. Also action at Southall domestically to take a look at, but a superb card at Leopardstown. And don't forget as well, through the course of the day, William Hill's Betting TV also live from 8 a.m. through till 2 a.m. with all of the live Greyhound action as well as the US horse racing through the course of the evening. It's all free and it's all live on William Hill's Betting TV. Will Haler, thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.